Last time we discussed we learned the third stanza in Adon Olam. Ve'achri kechlois hakol levada yim lechnoira. We explained that achri kechlois hakol, after the rishas will cease to exist, la'asa lovei, like we say in the Yom Nurim davening, v'chol harisha kula ka'ashan tichle. And specifically that's referring to the influence of Amalek. As long as Amalek is around, Hashem's name and his kiseh, his malchus, is not complete, so to say. And l'asu lavai, when that's gonna go away, then levada yimloich noira, Hashem will be levada yimloich. We'll realize that everything, even the teva, is all Hashem. There's nothing but Hashem. Will be levada, and then that will lead to noira. Hashem will be on noira because. We say v'shimchan k'moish yadanu that shimchan noira al kol ma'asha barasa, but now that Hashem's in where we live under the influence of Amalek, Hashem's name is not shalim. Hashem's shame is not shalim. So it's not fully noira, but l'asa lovei when Hashem's name is going to be complete, then it's going to be shimchan noira. That's levada yim lech noira. Be'ezras Hashem, this week we're going to move on to the fourth stanza in Adon Olam. V'hu haya. V'hu hoive, v'hu yiye v'sifara. And he was, and he is, and he will be b'sifara. It's a hard word to translate, and in its splendor. So that's what I saw in some siddurim bring down. So what exactly, we're going to try to understand, we're going to try to explain tonight to Be'ezras Hashem, to understand why in now, before davening, why in Adon Olam are we talking about this? What's unique about this? What are we saying specifically that? What is this about? So the first way is based on, we've discussed in the past, we mentioned this in the past, the Vilna Gaon in the beginning of his Pirush Terus explains that we know this is the Shem Havaya. The Shem Havaya, which is Meira on that Hashem is Haya Hoyvi V'yiyah, Mahava HaKol, that he was, he is, and he will be, and he is Mahava HaKol, and he puts everything into existence. That name, that shame, he says, besides being the shame Ha'etzem, it's also Meira on Chesed. And he explains as follows. He says that the Midah of Chesed is idea of total hispashtus, total bestowing goodness on the world without any gvulim, without any limits, totally limitless. That's the midah of chesed. Not looking at the receiver, if the receiver is worthy of it. It's total hespashtus, total giving in a way which is totally limitless. Ad b'li dai. He says a big chiddush of Anagan. He says, upuloisav nimshach me'atzmusai. And that means that we know that atzmusai, Hashem, is hoya hoy viviyah. That means that Hashem is b'li Gvulim. Hashem is limitless. Hashem is infinite. That's Hoya Hayvidiyah. He says a B'Kiddush that Kishem, I read his words, Shehu Yizbarach B'li T'chila V'techla, just like Hashem is without any beginning, Hashem is totally limitless. Kein Cheftzo Yuritzayna, so his will is Lehetiv Lebruav Ad B'li Dai, in such a way of in a limitless way. And very interesting, that the Kishem, that Hashem is limitless and is infinite, Hashem wants to be noig with the world in such a manner, in such a way, of a total limitless way, and that's the Midah of Chesed. And he explains that's where the Shem Ha'etzem, which is the Etzem of Hashem, is also Chesed. Like we say, it's Hoya Hoy Viviyah, which is Meir on the Etzem of Hashem, that Hashem is Hoya Viviyah, which means that he's limitless, he's infinite. And that leads into Mahava HaKol. That leads into this, that Hashem is total bestowing onto the world in a limitless way. So the Hoya HaYiviyah, the Mahava HaKol stems from the Hoya HaYiviyah. The two things are interconnected. So it's the Shem Etzem, it's also Meira and Chesed. This is what the Vilna Gaon explains. We suggested then that could be, that's why when we say the Shem Hashem, we say Baruch Hu uVaruch Shemoi. Because there's two notions in the Shem Havaya. One is that about the Shem Ha'etzem, that's Baruch Hu, who he is. And then Shemoi, which corresponds to Hashem's Hanhog in the world. Hashem's Hanhaga is Baruch. Baruch is Baruch is Hashem's Shemai. His Hanhaga is also Baruch. So it's Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai. We've discussed also in the past that Shacharis is a time of Chesed, and that means that Hashem's Chesed in the world is the time of Baker, which is a time where the Or in the world, the light, is being mispashit. It's not being minimized, it's being mispashit, it's spreading out. That's a symbol that Hashem's Chesed is spreading out in the world. And the time of Baker is a time of Chesed of Hashem. And that's the idea, says the Vilna Gaon, that Avram Avinu was Tikkun Shacharis. Avram Avinu, through revealing the Midah of Chesed in the world, he enabled us to tap into that Chesed specifically, which is during the time of Shacharis. And that's the idea of Avram Tikkun Shacharis. And that's part of the Avodah of Shacharis, is that we're trying to tap into Hashem's Chesed in the world. So it could be that in the beginning of Shacharis, when we say Adayin Elam, we're trying to invoke, we're trying to be Ma'ir, Hashem's Midah of Chesed. And the idea is, by saying Hay Hay Viviya, that's really where it stems from. Hashem is limitless, says Hay Hay Viviya, and that's where it comes from, that Hashem's Ratzin is to parallel that his Hanhaga should be similar to who he is. He is B'li Gvul, and Hashem's will is to be Noyig with the world in such a manner of B'li Gvul. And that's the idea of the Midah of Chesed of Hashem. So in the Shacharis, when we're trying to be Ma'ir, we start Shacharis, we're being Ma'ir the Midah of Chesed. We mentioned that Hashem is Hayah Viviyah, because that Hayah Viviyah, that He's limitless and He's infinite, and that's where really the Midah of Chesed stems from. Because this that Hashem is Hayah Viviyah, that His will is to be Noyig with the world in such a way. So that's actually an interesting thing, just as a side, the gematria of Hayah Viviyah is 72, which is the gematria of Chesed. Meaning, the Chesed of the Bria stems in this that Hashem is Hayah Hay Viviyah. Hashem's Midah of Chesed stems in this that Hashem is Hayah Viviyah. That's what's Ma'ir, the Midah of Chesed. It happens to also be, I just counted the other day, that there's 72 words in Adayin Elam. And very interesting. Could be there's something to do with that. I don't know. But that we're trying to invoke in the beginning of Shacharis, we say Adayin Elam, we're trying to be Ma'ir, the Chesed of Hashem. And that's the idea of Tefillah Shacharis. Just one more thing, perhaps, I don't know if this is correct, but I not long ago bumped into an interesting Ma'ir Makom. There's an interesting thing here. We say, V'hu haya, v'hu hayve, v'hu yiyeh b'sefara. We're very much emphasizing the word who. We don't just say that he, v'hu haya hayve v'yeh, we say v'hu haya, v'hu hayve, v'hu yiyeh, we say it three times. Why are we emphasizing when we say something three times, many times, it's that we're trying to emphasize something. What are we trying to emphasize with who? So it's an interesting thing. Not long ago, I bumped into a, in the Mamorim from the Ramami Pano, Maimameik Shita and Simon Gimel, he says an interesting thing. I'm taking it out of context, so I don't know if it's correct. But he says like this, Oid, Milo Hu, the word who, he's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, the word who is Neutrikon, is an acronym for the following three words. Hey, Vav Alf. Hu Ushmoy Echad. He and his name is one. Hu is the acronym for Hu Ushmoy Echad. And perhaps the way we're explaining is that the Hu Ushmoy Echad, that Hashem's Ratzin in the Bria is that who he is, limitless, B'li Gvul, his Ratzin is that his shame, which is his Hanhaga in the world, should correspond to be one with, similar to be connect, that it should be also limitless. So when we say that Hashem is Hayah Hay Viviyah, that this which connotes that Hashem's limitless, we're saying also who, meaning Hashem's Ratzin. Hashem's Ratzin is that his shame, his Anhag in the world, is Echad with, similar to the way Kavi Ochel, that the Atzmusa is Baruch, is that he's limitless, so his Ratzin is that it should be Echad, his Anhag as well. This could be an idea in Hu Hayah, Hu Hayve, Hu Yiyah. Perhaps another idea, which I think is an important yisoid to understand, this could explain why we are emphasizing the word who over here, is that when we speak about Hayah Viviyah, which is when the way we talk about Etzem, Atzmusai, who Hashem is that The Aleph is that we have to know that we don't really understand anything. We have no hasaga at all about Hashem. And the Nefesh HaChaim in Shaar Beis, Perek Beis, talks about this. He says, "Ki atzmus ein soif baruch hu, sasa mikol stimen." We have no shaychus to understand anything about really Hashem. And he says so far to say that that's even the shame atzem, which that's the shame that we talk about. We're talking about Hashem Himself, and not most of all the other shemas are indicate Hashem's hanhaga, different ways He's noig in the world. And the Shema Etzem is, the Shema Etzem, that's who He is. Even that, he says, is not really only talking about the Etzem, it's also talking about how He's Mahava Hakol. And even that, we have no Shaykhis. That's an idea. And Nefesh HaChaim says, and he says a big Chiddush, he said an interesting thing, he says, that the Zayar HaKadosh is Makana, coins Kavyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ein Soif. So he says, even that is not really coining a name for Hashem, for who Hashem is. He says, because really, Hashem is not just Ein Sof, He's also, Ein Sof means He has no end, but He has no beginning either. He's B'li Reishis. So why are we saying Ein Sof? It's also B'li Reishis. So he says, Ein Sof, as the idea is that it just means to our understanding it's Ein Sof. Meaning to say, Ein Sof means our Hasoga in Hashem is Ein Sof. We basically, we can't really understand. When we talk about Hashem, it's not that Ein Sof we're talking about Hashem, it's Ein Sof that our Hasoga is Ein Sof. And there's an interesting thing. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Yisoid HaTorah, the famous words of the Rambam, he says like this: Yisoid HaYisoides V'Amot HaChochmas, the foundation of all foundations, and the pillar of all knowledge, Chochma. Leida is to know. Sheyesh Sham Motzei Rishon, to know that there is a Motzei Rishon. The way he describes Hashem is a motzei. Motzei is that there's someone that exists. He exists. So the Pirish over here on the side, he says a very interesting thing. V'omer motzei. The Rambam calls Hashem motzei, that He exists. V'loi zocher loi toyer acher. And he doesn't give any other description of Hashem. Zulosi hamatzias. Besides the fact that He exists. He says a very interesting thing. Lefi, because shekol davar shenirtza leida mahusai. Whenever you want to understand and perceive the mahus, the essence of something, you want to understand something. Loineida oisai elo migvuloi. The way we perceive things is by the gvulim of that thing. V'hakadosh baruch hu ein lo gvul, and Hashem doesn't have a gvul. He's b'li gvul. He's infinite. And I think what he means is like this. For a mashal, if you have, let's say, a strong person, the strongest person in the world. You give him a 200-pound weight, say, pick it up, and he picks it up, no problem. And then you give him, let's say, a box, a cardboard empty box that's the size of this room. And it weighs really 10 pounds. And you say, pick it up. Can't pick it up. Why? Because the only way to grasp something is by the ends. You have to clutch onto it. You have to grasp. You have to get it. But it's too big. You can't get hold of it. You can't grasp it. Right? The same thing is with our perception. The way we perceive things is by attaching onto the gvul and we grasp it. That's like we say, I can't be toifis such a thing. I can't perceive. I can't grasp it. People say I can't wrap my head around something. It's too big for me. Meaning, the way that's gives us an appreciation of gedolim and Rishayim Achrayim, those ideas of Torah that we can't understand, that their minds were larger and they were able to literally tap on and to grasp things that we can't grasp. The reason why we can't grasp anything about Hashem is because He has no gvul. Since Hashem is limitless, so it's impossible for anyone to perceive anything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the only way a person perceives something in their mind is through the gvulim. It's through the ends, through the border of something, and you grasp it. That's the way the mind could grasp onto something. But since Hashem is b'li gvul, it's impossible to understand anything, to be masig anything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what's interesting is that the thing that we do talk about is the Shema Etzem. What is that? That Hashem is Hayah Hayah V'Viyah. That means that Hashem is infinite. That's the what we talk about when we talk about the Etzem, and that's exactly the reason why we can't perceive anything about the Etzem. The thing that we, when we say the Atzmus of Hashem, and what is that? Hoya hoy vidir, that is infinite. That's exactly the reason that we can't really understand anything. So whenever we talk about the Shem Etzem, we have to realize that it's really hidden from us and we really can't perceive anything. And that's hoya hoy vidir. It could be that's why we're emphasizing three times who, because we've mentioned in the past, who means he is talking in second, who is a Lashon Nister. It's more on the idea that it's something's hidden from us. And when we talk about Atzmus of Hashem, Kav Yochel, Atzmusa Yizbarach, Hoya Yavi is when we talk about Atzmus, we have to emphasize that who, it's Nelam, it's Nister Meitonu, it's something which is really hidden from us, and we talk about it, but we don't really perceive anything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just to say, it's important to know. I'd like to share another understanding in why we talk about why now in the morning we're saying Hayu Hayviya by Adonai Olam. And this is a very illuminating idea, which I saw and I'd like to share with you. But just as a hakdama, there's an idea that we know that it's brought down in Halacha that a person when they say the Shemos of Hashem, Adnos. Hoya hoy viviyah and Elikim, they're supposed to be machaven, different kavanas. Right? Elikim is the takif bali chaylis, bali chaychis kulam. Machaber says that when Havaya is odin akol and hoya hoy viviyah. Okay. And adnas sistam is odin akol. Okay. So there's an idea in some sidurim it's brought down called agili das, and that means that we're supposed to be mechaven when we say the names, the kavanas of the Shemus. But there's an idea that before davening, there's an idea of like making a notification that whenever in the davening today or ever throughout the day, I say this name, I'm going to be mechaven. I'm saying now that my kavana is those kavanas. Like it's brought down in some sidurim, the Bachacher in the Siddur Das Kedoshim, he inscribed that he has a nusach. He says, "Vahareini mechaven me'ata." This is he says before Berachas HaTorah, a person should say, "Vahareini mechaven me'ata ad lamachar." That b'chol pam, every time that I mention the Shem Havaya Hakadosh, shu b'ksivasei hoye hoye v'viye, that it should be hoye hoye v'viye, u'b'kriyasei ad nashu adayin hakol. And when I mention this, so meaning it's sort of like setting the tone already. Already now, whether who knows if I'm going to every single time say the Shem Shem, I'm going to have the kavana, but I'm saying now that when I say later the Shem Havaya, I mean to have this kavana. So you set the tone for the day. It's like a notification. You're setting, like you bring Meisr Maida. So with this Hakdama, I'd like to share with you a fascinating idea that I saw in the Taimei Sefer Taimei HaMenhagim. The Taimei HaMenhagim brings down in Yonei Brachas Ois Chav Tes in the name of the Oyev Yisrael, the Apterov. It says like this. I'm going to read his words. Tam shetiknu loymar Adonai Olam koydem hatfila of achar tefila. The reason why is instituted to say Adonai Olam before tefila and also after tefila. He says like this: Ki hu kimoiser moida. It's Adonai Olam is like giving a notification, an announcement. Shal kavana zu yisker Hashemus. That with the following kavana, I'm going to say the names of Hashem, and he explains that in Adonai Olam, blended in Adonai Olam, is the kavanas of the three Shemus, Adnos, Havaya, and Elikim. Fascinating. This is what he says. Vihine, Adonai Olam, v'chulu, hu hagdama l'shem Adnos. Adonai Olam is a hagdama to Adnos. Hu hoya hoy v'viyya, hu hagdama l'shem Havaya. That's right, Hoya Hoyviya is the Shem Havaya, and Beli Reishis Beli Sachlis, right? Veloya Oiz VaHamisra is Hakdama L'Shem Alekim, because Hashem is a tak of Bali Chaylis Bali Chaylis Kul. So it's a major new idea here that the After Rav is saying. He's saying that Adonai Olam is that Moisir Maida. We could use Adonai Olam and to blend it, weave into Adonai Olam is this notification that we're starting Shacharis for davening. The first thing we say is that when I'm going to say the Shemus of Hashem, I have in mind, Adonai Olam, I'm going over the Yisoidus, I'm giving myself a quick shear to Chazar, okay, I'm going to have in mind, Adonai Olam is the idea of Adnos. Hoya Hoy Viviyah is the idea of is the kavana that I'm going to be having when I say Havaya, the Shem Havaya. And Adno and Beli Reishis Beli Sachas V'lo Eiz V'Misra is what I'm going to have in mind. What is my kavana that's going to be when I'm every time I say Adnos. A new idea. So just to add a little bit of understanding to what he's saying is very interesting. The way he explains that Adon Olam is keneged, is correspondent to Adnos, and Hoya Hoy Vivi is correspondent to Havaya. It's a very interesting, the Vilna Gaon in his Pirush to Megillas Esther, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, he says like this. V'hainu, nepnei sheshem havaya moira al atzmusa yisbarach. We know the Shem Havaya, this is what we're speaking about tonight, is notes the atzmus of Hashem. V'alef dalet nun yod moira al malchusay. That indicates the Loshen Adnos, indicates his malchus, not who he is, kaviyachol Hashem, but his malchus, the malchus that Hashem has. Shehu odoin kol ha'aretz. Hashem's malchus is that he's the master of this world. That's Hashem's malchus. So, and then so it's very interesting. So, what the after of is very beautiful, that Adoin Olam is corresponds to Adnos, because what's Adnos? Adnos is the shame which is Moira on his Malchus. And that's what we talk about. Adon Olam Asher Molach, right? That he was a Melech. And we describe his Malchus from beginning to end, right? This and the present and the future. The Malchus of Hashem, which is this, that he's an Adon, Adon Olam, he's an Adon over the world. That is Keneged, the shame of Adnos. And Hoya Hoya is Keneged, the Shem Havaya. One thing, which we'll end with this, is to understand the last word in this stanza, and that is, V'hu Hoya, V'hu Hoya V'hu Yeh, Bisif Ara. So what is this word, Bisif Ara? In splendor, glory, splendor. Why specifically this word? And another question is that we find many times that there's like sort of like a similar word that goes along with it, which is more of a common word, and that's Kavod. Like by the Big Day Kahuna, it says that Aaron wore the begadim l'kavaydu l'sefaras, right? So why are we using specifically the word sefar? Maybe we should say v'hu haya v'hu haya v'viyeh b'chvaydai b'chav b'kavayd. What's specifically the word teferas? So the Vilna Gaon, right over here, after he talks about Hashem's atzmos and his malchus, he's really going on the pasuk in Esther. The pasuk in Esther says by the Mishta Vachashverish, the Suda Vachashverish, it says that he made a big Suda for 180 days. Beharoisai, when he was showing, Es Oisher Kfoid Malchusai, Ves Yikar Tiferes Gedulasai, Yomim Rabim Shmoinim Asiyim. So the Vilna Gaon zooms in over here. He says there's two things going on. Let's analyze this pasuk. There's Oisher Kfoid Malchusai, and then there's Yikar Tiferes Gedulasai. Oisher Kvoid Malchusai, and there's Yikar Tiferes Gedulasai. So he says multiple things. We're going to zoom in on, we're not going to leave out the Oisher and the Yikar. We're going to zoom in to the second part. One, there's two things. There's Kvoid Malchusai. He was trying to show off. Baharoisai, he was trying to show off the Kvoid Malchusai. And he was also trying to show off Tiferes Gedulasai. So first of all, what are these two things? And why is it that, what is Malchusai and Gedulasai? And it seems like then we talk about Malchusai, we say Kvoid, Kvoid Malchusai. When we talk about the Gedulasai, we use the word Teferes, Teferes Gedulasai. What are these two things and why these words? So I'll read to you his words. He says like this. Gedulasai hu atzmusai. Gedulasai notes the atzmus of the king. Here we're talking about Achashverosh, the Pasha Pshat, is Achashverosh. So Gedulasai is who he was. Achashverosh, as a person, who he was. And besides his malchus, his kingdom. Gedulasai is referring to he himself, the king himself, Atzmusai. Malchusai is his kingdom, who Malchusai, right? So the king has two aspects. There's the king himself, who he is, and then there's his malchus, his kingdom. And he was trying to show off both himself, that was gedulasai, he was trying to show off, and he was trying to show off also his kingdom, his malchus. That's what the Vilna Gaon explains. Those are the two things that Ahasuerus was showing. And he says that Tiferes and Kavod are very similar. They're both splendor, glory. But Tiferes is when something is the glory of the thing itself. I mean, when we use the word Tiferes, when we're talking about the Atzmas HaDavar. So that's why he says, then we're talking about Gedulasai Achashverosh himself. The king himself, he was showing off the Tiferes, the splendor of himself. His own of himself. The Atzmus, when it comes to the Atzmus, the king himself, that's Tiferes. When we talk about the Malchus, he says that's more external, that's the Malchus of the king. Then we use the word Kavod, the Kvod Malchus. This is what he says. He says very interesting. That's why by the big day, by the Aaron that wore the big day, the Shemayna Begadim, it says that the Begadim were lekavoid ula seferis. Why? Because the big day kahuna showed much about both the Kohen Gadol's, who he was, his atzmas, and also it showed about his memshala, his rulership. And the way he explains it is, the Vilna Gaon, is that in order for the Kohen Gadol to wear the tzitz HaKadosh, he had to be himself Kadosh. So by wearing the big day kahuna, it brought out his tiferes. It brought out who he was, and also it showed off his oisher, his rulership, the very expensive begadim. So that also brought out kavod. It brought out his memshala, his so to say malchus. It brought out his memshala. So that's what lekavod l'seferes. And in fact, he goes on to say that's, you know, Achashverosh put on the big day kahuna lekavod l'seferes. That ties into this. So we see from here that Tiferes is shayach to the atzmas of the king. And in fact, that the Vilna Gaon that we mentioned before, when he talks about the atzmas and kavod, is right before this. There's the same piece. Kinira, what he's explaining is that we know that the Megillah is understood on many levels, and this pasuk is also somehow a remez to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malchus, and in fact, and his other pirush in the back, and Al Derech HaSayid, Ein Lanu Esek Benestaris, but over there he explains this pasuk that it's referring to Lasa Lavei when Hashem is going to reveal Sisrei Torah, and it's talking about the Eibishter. So Oisher Kvoid Malchusay and Tiferes Gedulasay is also on some level, on a deeper level, we can understand is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But what comes out from this is that Tiferes Gedulasay then is correspondent to Etzem, to the Shema Etzem, to Hayah HaYiviyah. Right? So when it comes to Haya Haiviviya, that's why we specifically use the word Bisifara. Bisifara is Tiferes. So when we talk about the Etzem Kaviyachal, the Atzmos of Hashem, Haya Haiviviya, we say Bisifara, and that's why that's Pshat HaLashon Bisifara.